So my feeling, they are very small. Even add them all together is smaller than monster. Am I right?
I don't think so.
They are bigger than monster?
They're bigger.
Okay.
Well, as a group, they're bigger than monster.
All add together, they are bigger than monster.
Add them all together, they're bigger than monster.
So all this niche market add together is bigger than monster plus career builder. This horizontal one. Could we say that?
I would have to do some research on that. What do you think? He's the research guy.
Yeah, I think DICE is a public company, so it has $500 million market cap. And regional health wanted, they sell to on target job for $100 million.
Yeah.
大约是纽交所的上市公司吧。对
Monster。然后它的市值是现在是5亿。然后这个 Monster 是现在市值是10亿。然后
整个15亿，
对，
有一个5亿的，
对，
I see。所以你的意思，你的 rough guess 是 all this niche market add together is bigger than this general。
Yeah, because you can see the latter is 10万，它是专注于高端的。
OK。
它现在可能收入也有1亿多。
Dice, I will be very careful call Dice a niche.Because I think niche is a...
That is IT,
IT only.
Okay, in this way.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So IT only employment guy is like retail jobs or lower income jobs.
Okay.
Or part-time jobs. Health jobs nationwide is only health industry. Nurture future, only for nurses.
Okay, great.
Clearance jobs, only for people with government security clearances.
I also want to have a total market size.Used to be Monster and the Career Builder, the market cap is much higher. They are declining in the last few years.
Yes.
If I add all this together, all this job board, do you think the market is shrinking? Or
it's growing.
It's growing.
Tremendously.
Without account search market.
Without our job search.
They are still growing.
They're growing, and I'll show you later how important they are in the U.S. market.
So in other words, for the last few years, the growing has happened on niche markets on the cost of Monster and the Career Builder. Could we say that?
I definitely think you could say that.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry, Shelly.
What's really interesting, though, is Monster and Career Builder now have to do things they didn't do before. They need to buy traffic.Because before, everybody just knew Monster and Career Builder. But with the advent of job search engines like what we do, now people are finding access to all kinds of different job boards. So now Monster and Career Builder have to advertise harder. Career Builder is one of our clients.
But if I use my experience, I use China HR for recruit. But I'm not using that. I'm using social network.So I'm thinking about this side maybe shrinking on because the market like LinkedIn become a people to find professionals or whatever. So the LinkedIn is growing on the cost of all of them, but it seems to you tell me it's not the case.
Well, I mean, you can go on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is growing, and it just went public this year.
Yeah.
But you can't find, what if you just want people with a government security clearance XYZ?If you need this security clearance, you're going to have a hard time going to Monster, Career Builder, LinkedIn, Facebook. You can't find those types of qualifications.
You seem to, if I'm the CEO of Monster.com, I just start all this niche.
They're trying that. So Career Builder has launched work in retail. They're trying to take over the retail market. They've launched, what's another one? Work in retail. Solo gig, which is IT focused.They've launched Solo Gig. They've launched another health job board. I forgot what it was.
Okay.
They've launched a health, so they're getting into the niche.
So let's say if I go to Monster at the beginning, the front page tell me all this niche. I just go there directly because I don't know most of them anyway. But I guess the people in the industry know, I guess.
But that's also where we come along.
Okay.
So people, let's say a job seeker is looking for a job.They go to Monster. They go to Career Builder. They don't find what they're looking for. Where do they go next? What would you do if you went to China HR and you didn't find a job? and you went to 51 job and you didn't find a job, where would you go? So the way it works is people go to a job board that they know, and when they can't find what they're looking for, they go to Google. San Francisco jobs, right? They don't know me though. We now have a keyword that we bought, San Francisco jobs. So they click on our link, come to our site, and find jobs from all of these people. So once people have tried what they know, they then go to Google. And then that's where they find them and us and other people.
Okay, maybe let me do a survey. 有多少人上过 China HR 或51 Job 或智联招聘？反正起码去过一次的，请举手。OK, thanks. 你们当时你们没找到东西的时候，你们有没有想到到 search engine 打几个 keywords 然后 find a job? 想到那个的请举手。See that is only very little, very small amount of people. The fourth is the people who have used the biggest three job board. The last few is people, if they cannot get what they want, they think about go to Baidu or Google, type some keyword to find a job. Seem to, at least people in Tsinghua even don't get it.
I don't agree, because they don't represent regular people. Regular people are high school graduates. They are highly educated. Professionals do not use Google to search for jobs.
Okay.
We know for sure, that's a fact.
So
we don't attract professionals.
Okay.
But 90% are undereducated. They have a high school or associate.
They may just type in to search. Okay. Okay, I accept that, because you're an expert. Okay, go on.
The job board market is also way more evolved in the U.S. than it is here. There's still a lot more opportunity here. So maybe we're doing what you guys will do in the next couple of years.
Yeah, at least I think you can start a niche market. They have so many outside China, maybe you can do that in China.
And what that will do is it will reduce reliance on China HR, right? So right now, maybe China HR has all the jobs that you're looking for. But if there's more competition to China HR because of all these niches, then people are going to go elsewhere because the jobs they want, the companies aren't advertising there. The companies are now advertising on the niches, right? So it could be an evolution of where you could go when more competition comes into the market.
Okay, about money, the revenue. The revenue of Monster Career Builder basically charge you to list something, right? The same thing in China. We have three big ones, then the 51 job, China HR, or 智联招聘. What is 智联招聘? Zhaopin.com. And we have similar model, basically you pay to list something. How about, I think this niche market is the same thing, right?
Same thing. You pay per job.
Okay, so this is a basically fundamental, the revenue model of all this job board.
Mm-hmm.
So could you elaborate about the search, how the money come and, okay.
Okay, definitely I will get there. So on top of all these job boards, we have job search engines, like Jobs to Careers. So now I'm going to explain what's the difference between a job board, which is like Monster and Career Builder, and what's the difference between a job search engine, which is us, Jobs to Careers. The number one thing is that job boards own the content. Employers pay to post their jobs. They own the entire job content there. They own the apply process, and job seekers submit their resume. On a job search engine, we don't own our content. If you go to Google.com or Baidu.com and you search, they don't own that content. That's just snippets that they took from other websites to help you find what you're looking for. That's what a job search engine does. To elaborate further, a job board hosts their own job description, meaning the job description is on that job board. The apply process is on that job board. And job seekers upload their resumes to that job board. Job seekers have a login and a password, and you manage your applications that way. On a job search engine, again, think of us as a Google. We just
We just place the snippet of the job there. We don't own the job description. And the apply process isn't on our site. The apply process and resume upload is on our client site, which leads me to clientele. The job board's clients are companies like Apple or staffing agencies and recruiting agencies like Manpower. I don't know if you guys have Manpower here, but staffing agency. A job search engine's clients are the same. Our clients are Apple and Manpower, but they're also job boards. So we make money across the board. Everybody and anyone can be our client as long as they want to post jobs to our site. And the revenue model is different. So to answer your question, all the job boards, you have to pay, employers pay to post one job. Right now the price in the U.S. for Monster is $395 to post one job for 60 days. They don't promise anything. They don't promise people are going to look at your job. They don't promise your job is going to show up in, you know, to be searched. They don't promise any applications. They don't promise anything except you're going to be live for 60 days. Our revenue model is different. What we do is we allow people to post their jobs for free. This is usually via an automatic XML feed. So the feed updates every day on its own. People post hundreds or thousands of jobs for free, and they set a budget. Shelley, I will spend $100 this month. Here are my 1,000 jobs. We charge per click. So if I charge 25 cents per click and they want to spend $100, I guarantee 400 people will visit their website. If only 100 people visit their website, I only charge them 100 times 25 cents is $25. So I guarantee that for every dollar you spend, 4 people will view this job. So the model makes sense, right? It's cheaper. That's what we do. And this is where we think the future of online recruiting is going, is into this job search engine model. Now, this is just an illustration of the cash flow. Companies like Apple pay job boards like Monster. Monster now needs more job seekers visiting their website. So Monster gives me all their jobs, and then they pay us. Sometimes companies pay us directly as well. So we make money all across the board.
So company pay you to ignore that. Company pay you to direct the search directly to their company, the job listing?
Yes.
Okay.
Because a lot of companies have their own internal job board, but they need to get people there. So in order to get people there, they either pay job boards or they pay us.
Okay.
If they pay job boards, it costs $395 to post one job. If you have 1,000 jobs, that gets expensive. So I say, give me 1,000 jobs and give me $395. I'll give you, times 25 cents, my math isn't as good as you guys. What would be my price?
To have some user experience. Let's say a moment ago, a student who is a Java developer.
Yeah.
How do they use your stuff? Could you show us, is that connected to internet?
I don't think it's connected to the internet.
Oh, just forget it. Okay, we should have a demo, have a feeling.
Anybody connect really quickly?
我们能把它联网一下吗?
Will I be able to search? Yeah, it's not going to work, huh?
It's not. We are geo-targeted to the U.S. only.
I thought so.
I see.
We buy keywords on Google. So if I were in the U.S. and I was a job seeker, I would go to Google and type in San Francisco jobs. I just need a job in San Francisco, and I don't know where to go. So what would happen is up here would be an ad that Jack has bought because he's our Google master. He would buy an ad, and when you click on it, it would come here with this pre-populated. So you'd click on our ad in Google, and you would land here on our website. Now you need to decide what you want to do. So let's say I want to work in retail. Now, these are all my clients' jobs. We don't own this content. These are all from clients and their jobs. So
if you click, there's the first retail associate will pay you something, right?
Yes, so if I click here.
Let's say if you click here, how much they pay you, Bruce?
Oh, that's a secret.
You come to your home school to tell a secret, right? Okay, go on.
It's also a lot faster when I'm in the States. So I'm not used to it taking so long. But so I clicked on a job here, this Petco job. Petco is a pet store. Retail associate. This is on the job board, Tweet My Jobs. Tweet My Jobs actually uses Twitter to send jobs out. So here is the website where you can view the job board, where you can view the job description and decide to apply. And if you applied, you go through the apply process. You upload your resume, you write your cover letter, you press send, and it goes to Petco. Is that the kind of experience you wanted, or did you want something else?
No, I just want to, now I think I have a feeling what this job search engine is about.
Okay.
I guess that, because we just see it, it's much better than keep talking about that, right?
So, we just post jobs here. You can say I want part-time jobs. It shows 38 jobs that are only part-time. You can search by date to see the newest jobs first. You can email this job to a friend. Say I want to just do this. It goes to your friend's email address.
But here is the right side is a. You also sell right side, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to click on that because Google's going to pay me.
Okay.
So that's really good too. We make money off of every click.
Oh, I see.
Almost anywhere you go, we make money on that click. So let's say somebody searched on our site, didn't see what they were looking for, or finished, clicked on a Google ad, went somewhere else, we get paid for that. So this went to another job board. This is eFinancial Careers. It looks like it's in China, which I didn't know. So that's how we make money. And I want to tell you, other ways we make money, because all I've talked about is posting jobs, right? We make money either if you're a job board by paying per job, or if you're a job search engine, they pay per click. But other ways we generate revenue is that job boards, what's really important to them is their job seeker resume database. So job seekers, when they apply to jobs, put their resume in Monster's database. Monster sells access, search access to that database to other companies. So if Apple wants to search their resume database for a retail associate, they pay Monster $1,000. They get a 30-day access. And for that 30 days, they can search resumes and pull out as many resumes as they want. And that's how they make money. So it's really important for job boards to always have fresh resumes, which is also why they're our clients. Because we can always provide a stream of job seeker traffic to their website. And by providing this stream, they constantly get more resumes. And the more resumes they get, the fresher they are, the easier it is to sell that to employers.
Where did you get all that resume? So people, because you are small, not so much people post their resume on your site, right?
Well, we're big. We're a search engine. So we're not a niche. We're a search engine. So we have 1.8 million jobs on our website.
So the resume, you don't have as much resume as Monster, am I right?
We don't have resumes.
So you don't need to have that.
Search engines don't have resumes.
So people, if I'm a company, I want to search for resume, I go to your site, I think you redirect me to somewhere?
Nope, you go to Monster.
Okay.
You go to a niche board, or you go to Monster. So if I
want... So how can you charge a company to search resume database?
This is how the industry makes money.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
This
we'll talk about industry now. Okay.
Yeah. So this is how job boards and or job search engines make money.
Yeah, you're saying in China. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So job boards sell access to the resume database. Job boards and job search engines can sell services to job seekers. So because we have so many job boards in America, it's good that we sell them the opportunity to post their resume to, let's say, 1,000 job boards. Because the time it would take one job seeker to post their resume on 1,000 job boards is huge. So there are companies that do it for you. It's called resume distribution. There's also career tests, so you can sell career tests to job seekers. If they don't know what they want to do, they take a test, and this test tells them what they should be doing or what they could be good at. We also, for some job boards, not all and not very many, but they charge to view the jobs. So I know this is probably going to become a shock to you guys, but the number one major in the United States last year was sports management. So sports jobs are really popular in America. There's not that many of them, but there's a lot of people studying for it. So we have companies like Work in Sports. They're a job board that charges the job seeker to search for these very highly desirable jobs. That happens in the fashion industry and also in the executive industry for people that earn $100,000 or more. They pay to get legitimate $100,000 or more jobs. This is something fun. I don't know if you guys have even thought of this way to earn money, but we do education lead generation. Lead generation means somebody comes to my site and they say, I'm interested in learning more about furthering my education. Let's say they don't have a college degree, but after looking for jobs, they realize they need a college degree in order to apply for the jobs that make more money. So they may want to opt in for learning more about education. And then we sell those leads. We sell them for $1 or $2 a lead, sometimes more. We have relationships with, and this is any job board or search engine, but not everybody does this. But they have relationships with colleges or with other people that have call centers that call on these leads. And then last but not least, we earn money by Google AdSense. Those are those ads on the right side. We do really well with that, believe it or not. And last, I'm bringing this up because you said, you asked me if we're very influential in the market. And you said, well, I'm using social media and LinkedIn. And you can see that this is a study done by Career Crossroads, published just last month on source of hire, meaning where did this hire come from? And 28% is referrals. So still the number one way to find an employee is through a referral. But the number two way is through job boards. 20.1% of all hires in the United States come from job boards and job search engines like what we do. So we're really influential. Without us, people couldn't get the jobs as easily or as quickly as they do now. And you can actually attribute more to job boards because the third one, which is the career sites, people don't go to apple.com and look for jobs all the time. They get some of their job seeker traffic through job boards and job search engines, as well as social media sites. Social media, only 3.5% of the hires are done there. That just shows how influential the job board market is and that social media is present, it's just not the main source of hire yet.
Where job to career belong to the second category?
Second.
So you still think you belong to job board? I think it's job search, right? You don't have a category here.
They don't distinguish that. In our industry, we're lumped together.